God does choose people. And he gives them all they need. But he also makes them responsible. Are we among the chosen? Look. We're not in a war. We don't have people coming and arresting us or, killing us. We have plenty of food. The country is basically, compared to many other countries, doing pretty well. It's a mess. And the turmoil is unbelievable. It keeps getting worse and worse. But still, it's nothing compared to what many other people have to live with. I'm thinking right now, for instance, of Kamarka. Margaret Kamarka. She's over there, and working in a hospital over there, Sudan, that area. And they can't attack like with airplanes coming down and strafing. And they have little Piper Cubs. And so they make bombs, and they light them, and they throw them out the window. But there's still bombs going off and near the hospital where she works. And so, but our Lord is saying here, you alone have I favored among all the families of the earth. Therefore, since you know better, I will punish all your crimes. There's two sides to this. Imagine some kid in the slums, father and mother divorced, never around, living on the streets, doing what he can. He steals and he does. But how can he be as responsible as one of us with all that we're given? Every day hear the word of God. Every day be fed on the body and blood of Christ. And therefore we know by the providential disposition that we're called to be saints. We know it. You see. So that's why he's saying here, I will punish you for all your crimes, because you alone have I favored more than all the families of the earth. And that's true, isn't it? He got them out of Egypt. He gave them the Ten Commandments and all the interpretation that fills the whole Bible now. For us, you see. The lion roars, and who will not be afraid? The Lord speaks, who will not prophesy? If you hear his voice, you've got to repeat it. You've got to tell people. Well, I never hear a prophecy. He just heard one. You have the book of Amos, canonical prophecy. And it wasn't just addressed to the people of Israel. It's addressed to us today. You see, especially this part. You see, you alone, because I've done so much for you. So now I will deal with you in my own way, O Israel. And since I deal thus with you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. These are words in their own way addressed to us when we look. Is anybody worried about getting breakfast this morning? A lot of people downtown are. Is anybody worried that if it gets too hot, it'll be tough living on the streets today? We're not, but they are. And they call out to God, and God hears them. You see? And the gospel. Beautiful gospel. Jesus got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. That's what disciples are supposed to do, right? Follow. So now they're all in the boat, following Jesus. They're disciples. We're learning to be disciples. And what happens? A violent storm. Now, this little lake of Galilee, you can see from one side to the other. Some of you have been there. You know that. But the top of it, where the River Jordan comes through the valley, storms can come, and the wind, you know, it's like a funnel, and the wind is just funneled through that area and then bursts out onto the Sea of Galilee. And that's what's happening. The boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. So they came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." That's the way Matthew tells the story. Mark says, "Lord, does it mean nothing to you that we're all going to drown?" And he stands up, says, "Be quiet. How come you're so terrified, O you of little faith?" Little faith? Look at these waves. Then you don't know who's in the boat with you. You see, what sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey? And so, it's a story about the church, isn't it? The bark of Peter and their storms. But if we call on the Lord, he'll stand up and calm them. If that's the best for us and for the church. And so that's this beautiful, as I say, Matthew, "Lord, save us. Kyrie, sozonimas, apolimata. We're about to perish." And he said to them, "Why are you terrified? Don't you know who's in the boat with you? You of little faith." That's a word. Matthew loves that word, oligopistos. The definition of a disciple. It's not no faith, it's little faith. Now let's pray today that our faith grow and that we be challenged within our means, because we get overwhelmed, won't do any good, and believe him.